Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Is it a good morning? I don't know. The Pens have dropped below that dreaded line. They wouldn't be in the playoffs if they started today. But looking at the positive signs, well, the playoffs don't start today. Let's get moving. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Look at them go 4 in a row. The Penguins headed in the wrong direction. 2-1 loss to Ottawa last night. Sully?
Mike, outshot them 48-21. Does that, in your mind, accurately summarize the way the game was played?
Yes.
I mean, are there confidence issues when you don't, there went a couple of games without scoring a goal? Do you feel people clutching the sticks a little tighter than usual right now?
Well, I mean, obviously it was, for whatever reason, the last couple of games it's been a struggle to score. I thought tonight we had an awful lot of looks, you know, really high quality looks, and the puck didn't go in the net for us. You know, these guys care. They want to win. They're trying. I'm sure that's part of it, but we just got to find a way to, you know, control our emotions and just keep grinding away. I thought we played well enough to win tonight. We didn't, and sometimes that happens. But if we can continue to play that way and get the type of looks that we got tonight, I think we'll get the results moving forward.
Thank you for the comedic effect there, Josh Yowie from The Athletic. You can always count on him. You can't count on these Penguins right now, and we can count on you to text us, though. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. 2-1 loss to Ottawa. And you know what? For the first time, I wake up this morning, and I was confident they'll find a way. They'll figure it out. They'll get there. They'll eke through the rest of the season. The games are dwindling. The play is deteriorating even more, and they just can't catch any sort of break. Even when Jari plays okay, you get stung by a rookie goaltender. Guy in his first game comes in. For the first time, I wake up today, and I say, you know what? They might not make it. They might not even backdoor their way into the playoffs. And I haven't felt that way till this morning.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it's really becoming clear that they just don't got what they need to move forward. The production hasn't been there. This goes back to the trade deadline and what they acquired at the deadline, obviously not being what they need to move forward. I mean, and we kind of called that. But, you know, it's from top to bottom for this organization, for me. I mean, it's not just on the ice. It's off the ice. It's front office. Right. It's ownership. It's everything.
Well, you know why, too, is they've lost 4 in a row, and they've lost them every which way you can. They lose a 2-1 game last night. They get blown out 6-0 the other night. They lost a 6-4 game to start all this in Montreal in a 4-2 tight checking game against New York, the first game against New York. Like, it's not been one blueprint. Other teams have found every way to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins.
And even when they've played well and they have dominated games, which, again, last night, by all accounts, you outshoot someone the way they did, you should win that game. You shouldn't have a rookie goaltender making his first NHL start stand on his head and stone you the way that he did, but he did. So that's, yeah, let's chalk up another method for how we can lose a game. And now you're at the point where not only are you on the outside looking in, and I mentioned yesterday, you've got more games left against non-playoff teams than against good teams, playoff teams, but here nor there, you've only got a dozen games left. And by the time you look up Saturday night, when you get back home to play Washington, because of who Florida's playing, because of who you're playing on the road, Colorado, Dallas, you could be 5 points down with 10 games to go.
And the games in hand aren't in hand anymore.
Exactly. You blew the games in hand because you didn't win them. So this is a team that's in serious trouble. The 16-year, what we just assumed would be 17-year playoff streak is in jeopardy.
Last night was supposed to be 2 points. Just give me 2 points. Mm-hmm. Give me 2 points against Montreal at the start of this streak, and you don't get points in either of those games. Forget the Rangers. They're better than you. There's no doubt about it. What bothers me most about last night is they did dominate, but they just don't have the finishers. They got guys in the top six who can score goals. You're really relying on seven guys for offense. Nobody else is going to chip in. So you might have the territorial advantage, and the process may well be there, and it was.
Stop right there, though. You're relying on seven guys for offense. Mm-hmm. All right? I understand that, and I get that. Who do they have to blame but themselves when they decided to go with this model and sign the big three, and particularly the big two on offense, and have that expenditure? I don't want to have a pity party for the organization. This is what they decided to do with the money in a cap league.
I think the problem is that they didn't surround those guys with enough talent because they had money to spend on not Jeff Carter. They had money to spend on not Kasperi Kapanen.
They did spend money. They just spent money on the wrong people.
Right, but I don't think the wrong people were Malkin or Raquel.
Or Letang.
Right.
In hindsight, it may have been. You know, these guys are performing, they sure are, but what were they going to bring you another cup if you weren't going to try to win now? Like, if you weren't going to go out and try to get the best of the best and you were going to sign, if you were going to get, I'm just lost for a second.
Like Jeff Petrie?
If you were going to get Jeff Petrie and if you were going to get, what's his name that's actually performing right now that they signed to a contract and then put on waivers, if you were going to not surround them with good young talent or do something to help the big three, whose fault really is it? You know?
Well, I put it on the guy.
Kasperi Kapanen. If you were going to sign Kasperi Kapanen, mm-hmm. then what was the true plan? Like, who do the
There
Penguins?
Wasn't a plan. I think right. the plan was fortify, put the band back together, as mm-hmm. we've been saying for a year. Put the band back together and then hope everything else falls into place. And unfortunately, the hoping and the wishing and the praying that Ron Hextall did by just bringing back Carter and Kapanen as well and signing Jeff Petrie, that hasn't been good enough. You've got your superstars still playing at age 35 and 36 like they're 25 and 26 and on cap-friendly deals. The complete and utter mismanagement of the bottom half of the roster is what I fault.
Yeah, it's just crazy to think that we're going to go into the situation where you sign back the big three, you sign back the stars, and not think that you needed to surround them with weapons or surround them with other talent. Like, that to me is mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling to think that, just like you said, Colin, to think that those three were going to get you to a cup without anything else, without any other resources.
Well, the problem is they thought the guys that they did surround them with were good enough.
Right.
And so you swing and miss.
Well, I don't want to hear Mike Sullivan tell me about someone's faceoff percentage who stinks.
Correct?
Yeah, I'm
so
with you on that.
So I'm just kind of tired, too, of him getting a free pass. Because does he have the leeway to put somebody in the press box? Well, I don't know. What he does have the leeway to do is not try to feed me just a can of BS.
And I've come around on that line of thinking. I've been a pretty strong Sullivan supporter and defender, but when you see, for example, a Nylander hit the press box in favor of a Danton Heinen, and granted, Heinen had a decent game last night, but it makes you question, what exactly are we looking for? When you see, moreover, the Carters and Kapanens continue to get put in the lineup night after night after night until finally your hand is forced. When Brian Dumoulin continues to get important minutes late and look absolutely lost on the ice, yeah, that does come back to coaching decisions.
And it's not just him citing faceoff percentage with Carter. It's him then taking it a step further and telling the media they don't know what they're seeing.
Yes.
That, to me, just totally rubbed me the wrong way.
Is that his fault, though, or is that him being in a situation where he has to work with what he has?
He's working with what he has to an extent, and I understand. And I think for the better part of this season, that was the problem. But we are now at a point where you've got to do whatever it takes, right? Like, you are now literally outside looking in. And so if that doesn't involve Mike Sullivan banging on Ron Hextall's desk to say, I've got to play this guy or this style in order to get us in at this point, Ron, or we won't get there, then he's not doing his job either.
Yeah, because he's done a better job of managing, let's say, Jeff Carter's minutes. Only played 6.5 last night. For my money, though, that's still 6.5 too many. And he's acknowledging that Jeff Carter's the problem, even though he's saying to the media he's not, by only playing him 6.5 minutes. Well, then get him off the friggin' ice. And that's where Mike Sullivan can't skate for me. That is a terrible decision. And like you said, Chris, Brian Dumoulin, God love what he brought before. He sucks.
He's
right
not
now.
Been the same since the spate of injuries.
Yes,
he's done. Right after he signed the contract, when he got hurt, it was the worst thing. And it was no fault of his own. He just got hurt, and he's never bounced back.
Look, and this is what happens when your team starts to age out. Guys who were important parts of a championship puzzle in the past start to look like they don't know how to play the game. And that goes for Carter, even though he wasn't a part of championships here. That goes for Dumoulin, who was important here and could skate 20, 22 minutes a night with Chris Letang for years on end. But those guys start to age out, and this is what happens.
One thing that I do find funny, and by the way, hit us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge, Jeep Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. And I read Ron's column from yesterday, just this morning. I had time to finally read it this morning and sat down before the show and read it about how you need to infuse Mario into the ownership group, and Fenway Sports Group needs to call Mario. You need to get Mario involved. This pining right now, and this yelling and this screaming about, where is John Henry? Where is this ownership group? What the hell did you people think was going to happen when Fenway Sports Group bought this team? Like, do you think when Brad Keselowski doesn't drive a good NASCAR race, John Henry is going to walk through the pits and go, you need to turn left harder? And this was simply a portfolio build, and always has been, for the Fenway Sports Group. You know, you have Bob Nutting in this town, who's just not a good owner, but he is worth $1.2 billion. You have Art Rooney in this town, who is worth $1.3 billion. John Henry's worth is approaching $5 billion. When you put the other two owners in this town together, you double that. That's how much the owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins is worth. This was a portfolio build. He was never going to be involved day to day. He doesn't even know probably two people involved with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I find it hilarious that you didn't see this coming, that he was going to be a ghost owner, and it's probably blinded by the fact that the other two are visible to some degree.
It's very likely that we saw it coming, and I agree. You know, when Fenway bought the Penguins, there was a concern about how involved are they really going to be. And we're seeing that now. They're not very involved at all. They've allowed whoever is in charge down there on Fifth Avenue, maybe it's Kevin Acklin, maybe it's Brian Burke on the hockey side, whoever, to sort of take the reins and can drive things where they've ended up now, which is about to go over the cliff, which is why, understanding that we haven't heard from Fenway to this point, totally understandable. I get exactly what you're saying. Balance sheet maneuver. But if we get to this summer, and we're talking about a failure now that has lasted multiple years and has lasted multiple general managers and multiple leadership groups, then yes, I will be disappointed and upset and angry if we don't hear from someone in charge or in power, because it will do more than indicate that this was just a balance sheet maneuver when they made it.
They don't care about us.
What do you expect
them
to say, though?
Right. They don't. They care that they turn a profit.
And again, if that's all it's about, then we'll find out this summer.
That's all it's ever been with Fenway Sports Group.
And if
that's all it's ever going to be. That's why Kevin Acklin was hired, when there was a spate of candidates they could have hired that were much more forward-thinking. Kevin Acklin is a bean counter that is an attorney that gives the impression that they wanted to endear themselves to Pittsburgh because he is a quasi-pseudo sort of Pittsburgher.
Right.
And they put him in place there to say, make people think that you're this great Pittsburgher, but more so, make it turn out to where we make money and report back to us, and we'll give you a couple free trips to Red Sox games.
Right. And that's why I feel it well within my rights as a fan to be upset if that continues to be the method with which they manage this organization going into the offseason. Then if any other owner in our town, regardless of name or organization, were to run their organization like that, I would be frustrated and I would be upset.
Let me tell you this, and I don't care what comes back to me for this. Kevin Acklin is the biggest wolf in sheep's clothing in this town. That is fact. He is not working for our best interest. He is working for the Fenway Sports Group. He don't care. He wants to help them turn a profit. He ain't this rah-rah Pittsburgh, let's get it right guy. He's just not.
Well, and if that's the case, and I have And I have no reason, based on talking to you over the years and other people involved, there's no reason not to believe what you just said. If that's the case, then we all better be prepared for this organization to take a hard left turn over a cliff like Thelma and Louise, more than just on the ice. It's going to be the organization as a whole going over the cliff.
You should have seen this coming, though, as soon as they were hired.
Well, and I'll say this, Chris, for all his faults, right? And man, did he have a lot. Frank Coonley, when the Pirates weren't doing things,
he'd take it.
He cared, and he took it, and he yelled and screamed at barmaids in Stowe Township who made fun of their team. Where's Acklin been?
Right.
Why can't he be the guy that we're mad at?
And not to yank this in a different direction, I didn't read Ron's column. You know who pounded the table to get Ron Hextall hired? 66.
Correct.
So Mario Lemieux has to wear some of this too. Now, do I put him at the top of the list? No, of course not. But the general manager has failed this organization, and Lemieux brought him in here.
I think a lot of people are pining for John Henry. He may have never been to Pittsburgh in his life. We're pining for yelling and screaming at John Henry. He needs to step up. His made man that he placed in Pittsburgh that was already here is Kevin Acklin. Why doesn't he get criticism for not caring or stepping in front of a microphone?
Well, then let's come together on this and say he's the one. If he's going to be the stooge or the lackey for John Henry and Fenway Sports Group, then he needs to be the one to come out. I don't care if the season's done on April 13th or a week and a half later after they lose four games to Boston or whoever. Whenever this season is over, somebody above Brian Burke needs to step up in front of a microphone at a podium with cameras and tell us exactly what the expectations are and exactly where they're headed. And if that means it's Kevin Acklin, then he needs to be the one to do it.
412-928-9370. It is trouble in Penguinville. And if they miss the playoffs in totality, that does affect the bottom line in a big way. And that's where it is even more trouble. That's for sure. Take it or flush it. Coming up next in just a couple minutes. Hit us on that fan hotline. Presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real life magic for guests. And you want to create a great morning for you? Well, go on a Dunkin' Run. Decide what the best part of the Dunkin' Run is. Is it the coffee? Is it the $1 donut, $2 stuffed bagel minis, or maybe $3 sausage, egg, and cheese? Maybe all of it, really.
Yeah, add any of those to your coffee. Get away for a few minutes. Get your morning started right. If this is what you're doing right now, you pull on up to Dunkin'. Get a great deal on food for $1, $2, or $3 when you buy that medium or larger coffee. It's always time to get it done with a Dunkin' Run. Offers valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, back to it. So much more to get into. Having a great day today. Could the Steelers change the way that they're doing? They've already changed the way they're doing business. Could they change the way they're doing business in another regard? We get into that about 6:30 this morning. Twitter poll before the hour is out. Man, you got that coffee. We got to get back. What was that, Adam Crowley?
Facebook.
There we
go. Uh-oh.
My gosh. Anyway, now's a good time for Take It or Flush It, I think.
And now, it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now, part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right, Dorn, what do you got?
I haven't done this in a while. It's been years. Before my kids. My kids never experienced this. So, I think I'm going to bring it back this summer. So, Take It or Flush It, going to the drive-in.
Oh, take it. Haven't been in years, but we keep telling ourselves we want to take the kids to go to a good old-fashioned drive-in movie. There's one out in Brownsville, I think, probably like 35 minutes from us, that we definitely keep an eye on, like, the schedule to see what the movies are. I want to go. We should make a big group trip out of it. Take it. Absolutely.
I'm out hardcore on the drive-in. It's what? Just too much work. I got to park a car, and then I'm far away from the bathroom. One time I urinated in a water bottle because I was too far from the bathroom, wound up spilling it on my jeans at a drive-in, so I'm out on drive-ins.
Yeah, lots going on. I'm out. Now, at the drive-in now, you don't get that little speaker. You turn your radio to a certain frequency, right?
Right.
Much like you would if somebody had Christmas lights up in your neighborhood or something like that. Are they first-run movies or are they older movies?
First-run.
They do some older ones, though, too. They'll do like an 80s double feature, Fast Times and Ferris Bueller or something like that.
I like that. I'm going to take it.
I'm on the fence. I just, you know why? Because I might do it, like my wife and I or whatever. I don't think my kids would appreciate it enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
That's what I'm worried about a little bit, too.
Yeah, like it wouldn't be cool for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they live in a world where stuff like that wouldn't be cool.
Right.
And that would bother me too much.
Right, right.
So I would just eliminate them from the whole situation. All right. Yeah. So I don't know if I took it or flush it. I just talked about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
You're in the middle somewhere. That's okay. I think I saw her tour started over the weekend. My daughter wants tickets. She's not getting them because she's already got Lizzo tickets for her birthday. Taylor Swift, take it or flush it.
I'm flushing her. I think she's lame. I've never been a Taylor Swift fan. I am, she does very well for what she does, and she does perform very well, but I'm just not a Taylor Swift guy. I don't think she doesn't do it for me.
I'm taking it. Big Swifty over here. I'm feeling 22. Leave a blank space, baby. I've seen Taylor Swift in concert before. It was fabulous. I'd see her again if I could afford it, but I would see her, so I'm taking it. Taking her.
Okay.
When is this?
I don't know when it is, I'll be honest, because as soon as my daughter said she wanted tickets, we went, Taylor Swift tickets. You already got the Lizzo tickets.
I think it's August.
I would not go, right? But I can't flush Taylor Swift. I can't. Because anybody that is that popular and makes that much money and has that wide of an audience, I can't hate on.
Yeah.
Because they're doing something right, and they figured out a way to captivate that many people and get that many people to be fans of them, so I find it impossible to be a hater.
Yeah, I used to flush Taylor Swift. I'll be honest, some of the songs I hear on the radio, I turn on Star, I hear a Taylor Swift song, that Lavender Haze, stuff, it sticks in your head. So I think I've come around on Taylor Swift.
Take it or flush it, smoked salmon and capers on a bagel.
1,000%, 10 million percent, as big a percent, infinity percent, take it. So good. The bagel and lox changes the whole world.
I'm going to take it. I don't usually eat it. I've only eaten it a couple times, but every time I've eaten it, it's been pretty good. It's a in-the-moment type, I need this right now type meal. I can't do it all the time, but I'll take it because it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take it. A little smear of cream cheese on there. Yeah, every time.
We had it for dinner last night, and I've never had it before, and it was so freaking good that I'm going to the store on the way home. I want it again. It was delicious. I'm taking it.
They have it sometimes at a good brunch.
Yeah.
We'll have that. And if you have any, like, you know, I grew up around, there were just a bunch of different people and had some friends who were Jewish. And so they would serve it if you'd go to their house a lot, like, you know, lox. And it was, it's just
so
fabulous.
Good.
Totally fabulous.
Changed my world at 32.
You didn't have, growing up in Mount Lebanon, you didn't have any Jewish friends?
I did, but we would go, we'd get bagel stuff like that. I actually worked at Brugger's Bagels, my first ever job. I just never went for the smoked salmon, and I've been missing out. It was awesome.
It's so great. It is so great. All right, take it or flush it. Cam Newton's having a pro day at Auburn. Cam Newton back in the league in the next 2 years. Well, that would kind of be his whole window. Take it or flush it, Cam Newton back in the league. Yes or no?
It's funny that you bring this up because this is part of my rooting for, rooting against. But I will flush it. He's done. He's done. He doesn't have any more. He did very well whenever he was in the league. He was a unbelievable quarterback. But the time has passed. The ship has sailed. He's not going to be back in the league ever again.
Yeah, I will flush Cam Newton back in the league as well. If he would just understand his sweet spot now, his you know, on the heat map, his zone is being like a social media influencer. That's where he needs to go and take it in that direction and maybe give up on football.
Yeah, I'll flush it. His body just took so much abuse. He was an MVP, but he was not the same guy the last time he took the field. I think he's done.
You know, this might be wrong because I haven't looked up the how many years or whatever. Cam Newton is going to go down in history as having a career much like Gale Sayers. Like an incredible flash of a career that didn't really last long, with the window being, the window of greatness was very small. Mm-hmm. But like, you think of him as a great player in a small window.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a time for about, and Gale Sayers may have been a little bit longer, but there was a time of Cam Newton's career for about 30 games where he was the best player in the game for sure.
Yes.
Like, for sure. Gale Sayers may have been more so 60, 80 games, but he didn't play all that long. Gale Sayers didn't. But Cam Newton, I'll flush him ever coming back in the league. But when he had it going,
he was rolling.
He was rolling.
He was good.
He was unstoppable. But anyway, yeah, so there's that. He put out a big Instagram video about how he's not getting a chance and everything else. And the reboot.
Who were these randoms?
Yeah, there's all kind of randoms in a league.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's talking to you, Mason Rudolph. All right. Could the Steelers be turning a new leaf on how they do business? We get into that next here, Fan Morning Show.
Time to turn a new leaf on how you take care of your home. Spring has arrived. It's here, and you're looking around the house, not just inside spring cleaning, but outside home repairs that need to be taken care of after this winter. It's an important time of year to get it done. The roof, the windows, even the gutters. And if your home requires any of that, trust who I trust. PJ Fitzpatrick. The reason I trust PJ Fitzpatrick, one word. Quality. Quality product, quality craftsmanship, a quality customer experience. I got it for myself when they installed a brand new front door on our house with the side lights and the big window up above. It looks fantastic. And the communication around the project, excellent. We were never left wondering where the job stood. Even after the fact, they checked in on us to make sure we were satisfied. Dealing with PJ Fitzpatrick equals peace of mind because everything's backed with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. Visit trustpj.com today. They've extended their 12-month financing deal. Nothing down, no interest, no payments for qualified buyers. And tell them Chris Mack sent you. They'll take great care of you. Visit trustpj.com today. That's trustpj.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, I can't think of a more impressionable, incredible talent at receiver, and an impressionable one, one that can be molded, one that needs a good a role model in this National Football League like George Pickens. And I can't think of a better veteran that can really mold a young player to bring in here like OBJ.
you were reeling us in, and I'm like, no, he's not going to say what I think he's going to say.
I almost choked.
What if the Steelers turned a new leaf and they decided to start to take a lot of, like, at-risk free agents or people like that? They've turned a new leaf. They're doing business different. I say that facetiously. I don't think they should bring in OBJ, but Dan Orlovsky does. He thinks that might be a good hit for the Steelers. Would you even work that guy out?
I would work him out. I mean, I heard he's not going to take $4 million, but I wouldn't pay him more than $5 million to come here. I'd work him out, though, to see what he has and see if he could get along with what our regime is and get along with Kenny Pickett and George Pickens and Deontay Johnson. I mean, that's a crew right there. If you put them all in one room, how's that going to work out? That's what I would want to know.
That's the question.
First.
How's that going to work out? I've seen that man take his spikes off and walk up and down the sideline at Heinz Field in his bare socks because he was mad about not getting the ball thrown his way. I'm not bringing him in. Not at any price. Sorry.
Well played, Colin. I would not bring that guy in. They need another weapon, though. I mean, I'm all for making this offense Matt Canada-proof by just throwing as much skill as you can and just seeing if that leads to points and yards and all that fun junk. I just can't get there with a young quarterback in OBJ. Deontay Johnson and him would mix like oil and water. And the same thing would happen, I think, with George Pickens, who there was a little scuttlebutt coming out of the draft. Might be a little bit of an attitude concern there, so pass.
Yeah, I would work him out.
I'd work him out, too, but I don't think I'd sign.
Even if for nothing more than to drive the price up on him, to have people think that you're honestly interested in him and maybe have somebody pay him too much. But you do bring up a good point that they do need another weapon. And there's no more diva position in all of sports than the wide receiver in the National Football League. You were a tight end, so you don't fall into that. So you are the receiver in the National Football League, which does come into play. And it doesn't have to be this year. It could be down the road in Omar Khan's tenure here in Pittsburgh. Should they start maybe taking a risk on some people that are maybe of questionable character? I distinctly remember one morning sitting at St. Vincent, and that was the morning where they walked. You remember, Adam, I think you were there too, when they walked Plexico Burress around on after he had been released and when he was there. And he ended up not signing, but there was like a stakeout. Caboli's going in the corner. Dulac's walking behind the building. Where is Plex? And part of the question was, what about his character? Should they kind of relax on character some?
I think you have to have the right person up top, at the top, to handle character. And I'm not saying Mike Tomlin isn't that guy. I think he's too lax to be as a head coach to let a character-issued person come into that building and fall in line of what you want to do. I've seen it with Bill Belichick. I mean, having guys like Aaron Hernandez, Chad Ochocinco, Randy Moss, he was able to wrangle those guys and play under the Patriot way, play under his way. I don't know if Mike Tomlin has that part of him in him.
He somehow wrangled Antonio Brown for about half a decade.
But he started Antonio Brown. So he got him whenever he was young.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. And then Antonio slowly went off the rails. And the counter to that argument could be, well, maybe he doesn't go off the rails if he's in New England to start with, right? Like, I totally get where you're coming from. But I just don't think Mike Tomlin has the time for it anymore. I think you've seen them get away from that the last couple of years. And with a young quarterback who's now the face of the franchise, who's trying to impart some leadership on the locker room, I don't know if I'd want to roll the dice on that.
Well, the other thing is, though, you get some scouts and some people in the National Football League tell you, you show me a bunch of choir boys and I'll show you a team with 7 wins.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean,
I think the defense is in a much better place to take on a personality with the veteran presence than the offense would be. I just don't want to do that to Kenny Pickett. I don't want to do that to George Pickens and Najee Harris. Eventually, you're going to have to earn your stripes from a leadership perspective, but I do think the defense is further along in that development where they'd be able to handle a guy as opposed to the
Jalen
offensive
Carter.
Side.
Not right. That he's going to fall there. Mm-hmm. And does he have questionable character? I don't know. There was an incident, and unfortunately, people died. But does he have questionable character? I don't know that to be the case. What he will have is a civil case that'll be looming over him for quite some time. But I just thought about it when Orlovsky said that. And Orlovsky, he normally isn't a hot take artist.
Right.
He normally thinks things out. Mm-hmm. And I know that you'll never forgive him for running out of the back of the end zone. But that being said, he is a very well thought out and respected guy, Dorn.
He is. He definitely is. And that's interesting that he had that take yesterday.
That's a Ryan Clark take.
Yeah, it was very interesting because he obviously sees something that could be beneficial to the Steelers. I know one thing about the NFL. If you can play, you'll get paid. Like, if you can play, somebody will take a chance on you. If OBJ goes in, if they bring him in for a workout and he looks fine and he looks like he's at the tier that he was at one point, I don't know. I think that any team might take a chance on him. If you can play and make plays, somebody will take a chance on you. That's how this league is run.
Yeah, somebody will. I just don't want it to be the Steelers. Give me a veteran guy who's still sitting around in free agency if you can't find someone in the draft. You know, your DJ Charks or Mecole Hardmans of the world that you can get cheaper and with less headaches.
OBJ's electric, though.
Yeah.
He is.
I mean, if Deontay wasn't here. Because then what do you do with that situation? That whole room becomes all messed up.
Oh, it's already. It's the easiest prediction in the world to see. As soon as George Pickens becomes the defined, for sure, number one guy, Deontay Johnson isn't going to be a good soldier. That is easy to see with this Steelers team.
He might actually punch someone in the face instead of reportedly punch someone in the
That's
face.
That's why, hey, why not just bring them all in then? Bring OBJ in here. Yeah. Just have it go wild and hope you win.
Dez Bryant, Martavis Bryant,
right.
All the Bryants.
Yeah.
Bring all the Bryants in.
Bring them all in. Yes.
Okay, Martavis Bryant or OBJ, who would you take on the Steelers this year?
Martavis Bryant.
Martavis. How's Martavis doing in the XFL? I haven't even paid attention.
Yeah. You take Martavis?
Well, yeah. Now Fetterman's in. What? That can help him out a lot. Twitter poll coming up in just a couple minutes. Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. Good morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So much happening. Jeff Hathorn, he talks Penguins, he talks Pitt at the top of the hour. Don't forget Brad Spielberger, all your offseason needs. We talk to him coming up at 8. Outlaw Music Festival's back. Willie Nelson and his bunch, John Fogerty, too. We'll give away tickets in short order. Be sure to be listening. Right now, let's hit our Twitter poll. Our daily Twitter poll, this one from yesterday. Will Pitt make the tournament next year? This from yesterday. The results were this. 61.9% of you said yes. 38.1% of you said no. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. We could run this every single day for the next few weeks. Will the Penguins make the playoffs? 82.6% of the respondents say no. That's a lot. 17.4% say yes. They're just 1 point back, but a lot of people, I don't want to say changed overnight. I wonder what this would have been yesterday before, if it was closer to 50-50.
Yeah.
If it was,
it might have even been reversed, like flipped.
Yeah.
83 yes.
Man, one game does a whole season make, it seems like, but I bet it would have been closer to 50-50. Anyway, vote when you get an opportunity at Fan Morning Show whenever you get a chance. Did you catch the intro? Did you catch between about 2 and 225 yesterday on our air? Did you hear any of that?
I did not.
Mm-mm. Man, it was a study in psychology. I tuned in and I didn't know what I was going to hear. I was doing some stuff around the house before the kids got home from school. I was getting set to watch Heather and her debut on whatever her show's, Pittsburgh Today, something.
The Talk.
Yeah. It was just Heather. She's on. She got a new show. I wanted to see what it was all about. So I had some things going on, and I flipped on in 93.7 The Fan. Wanted to hear the PM team. Pony victimized himself. I never thought that would be the direction he would take. He said that Pitt fans, rather than taking him to task for being a jinx, and jinxes don't exist, and we do agree with him. We talked about this yesterday. He said they should have been thanking him for having so much interest in their program and making predictions. And in a time in his life where there was something very happy, his wonderful wife Amanda announcing that she's due, that people should have taken a step back and said, I shouldn't be this hard on this guy for being a jinx, and have some compassion and been nice to him and not hammering him on social media. It was interesting.
It's one of the first times he's ever, it's just kind of getting to him a little bit, isn't it?
It really, for being unflappable, for having a lot, like he's like a duck. The water just rolled off his back in life. For all of that to happen, he spent like 15 minutes talking about this.
Do you think Pony is pivoting towards a more human side?
No.
Like showing his
he's no longer an android.
His real emotion, no longer a hot take robot.
Oh, android no. Philip There's Pony. A lot more hot takes in there.
What did Mueller and Donnie have to say about it? About his rant of
Mueller was kind of like, you know, I stepped in on my Mueller had a funny line at one point. He said, I told my followers to stand down. Like he was like standing on a minaret or a pulpit somewhere, you know. It was funny.
Hear ye, hear ye. Right. I, Chris Mueller, tell all of you to stand down.
So that was hilarious. But Mueller was kind of like, well, you kind of got to own it, you know. And Donnie was, you know, he was kind of neutral. But I was just, it was really Pony that was the star of this, where he said, I don't understand. I'm just the guy that gives predictions. And I actually picked you to win. So why are you mad at me? It was fascinating radio.
There's a lot of people who think that Pony's a very smart guy, right? You would think that he would be smart enough to know that he brought this all on himself.
The cherry on the sundae was like towards the end when he said, you should be thanking me for my thorough coverage of your basketball team.
He was dead serious.
Dead ass.
Oh, my goodness.
100%. I could tell in his voice. He is so intelligent. Like, and that's why I was like, and it wasn't a bit. He was serious. I couldn't figure out if it was a I don't think it was a character. That's what happens when you try to play a character, though. Then you want to come out of it when people are mean.
And you got to play both sides.
No.
You got to stick to it.
It's a whole lot easier to turn heel than to turn back face.
Or it's just easier just to be a real, just real.
That's the key here.
So, I don't know. The thing about that's lost in all of this is he actually picked Pitt to win. Where I'm not siding with him on this, but he actually was pro-Pitt in all of this. But it still made the Pitt people mad.
But people know that whenever he does pick Pitt to win, it's usually going to be opposite.
And I think he kind of alluded to that. He was like, well, so next year, should I just pick Pitt to lose all the games? Right. Yeah. Then people will say I'm a hater.
It's true.
It's a tough place to be whenever you're going on social media and making proclamations.
I mean, he's twisted himself like an Auntie Anne's pretzel. He's twisted himself in knots with all of this when he should have just played it straight to start.
He's now feeling
the
heat.
Right? He can't get out of this.
Can't get out of the kitchen. Look at him. Look at him.
He was, man, he made me stop. Like, I stopped all my body movements. Like, I stopped walking around the living room. I stood there, and you know how sometimes you think you can hear better if you just stop? I did that yesterday. I stood still. Like it was, you know, like a warning from the president or something. Like, back in the olden days, FDR telling me, it was like some address. I stopped. It was like, I gotta hear this.
I had to listen to the
fireside
words.
Fireside chat.
Right. Anyway, I hope Pony's doing okay. Ooh. But, man, people got to him.
Yep.
They did. They got to him. Well, no compassion from you.
Nope.
Jeff Hathorn, top of the hour. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverado's, Colorado's back in stock with a great selection. Stop in online, too. SunChevy.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.